thinking, why not take a shot on me? Saw those eyes coming through the door, bluer than an ice cold can of course. That payback dress painted on, I could tell somebody must have done you wrong. When you sat down, said whatever you're having, I'll have the same. I said, how about we get to forgetting about what's his name? He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in that spot cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Your tequila glass keeps getting closer to mine. There's a green light glowing in your neon eyes. Our next round bet you some 1-2-stepping with a guy like me is what you need tonight. He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in that spot cause he broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Take a shot, take a shot, take a shot on me. Let's have a night, get that guy, baby, take a shot on me. Yeah, I wanna take a shot on me. He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single, what was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in that spot cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't drinking, why not take a shot on me? If he ain't worth the double you're drinking, why not take a shot on me? Yeah, why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me?
Jade Eagleson, Worth the Double, number 9 on the countdown. That followed Jelly Roll and Liar at 10. Both tracks exactly where they were when we did this a week ago. Okay, it is time to flash forward.
Using our crystal ball to predict the next hot star on this countdown. It's Paul McGuire's Flash Forward.
Play a track that just might be a hit in the future. This week, it's something brand new from Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs. The first time Bailey heard the demo for Backup Plan, he knew the one voice he wanted to sing on it with him, and that voice belonged to Luke Combs. Problem was, at the time, Bailey had never met Luke and didn't want to just ask someone for his number. But as it happened, Luke invited Bailey to perform at the Concert for Carolina. They bonded, became bros, and exchanged numbers. Bailey said, I was still a little nervous to send it to him, but I kept listening to the song and listening to it. And then one day I was like, dude, I'm sending it. Bailey sent Luke a voice memo, him singing and humming, and included a note that said, I don't know what you got going on this year as far as music, but I've been wanting to send you this song for a while that I think me and you could crush. So jam it and let me know what you think. Bailey sent all of that, and then silence. Silence for a month. Then one day his phone lit up with a text message from Luke Combs saying, yo, this tune rips, I'm in. A collaboration that started with a text. Here is Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs and Backup Plan. This week's Flash Forward.
So your back's backed up against the wall, and the bandwagon's falling right off, and you're hearing all the talk about, maybe you should think about what you're gonna do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense, cause if the boot do, it don't fit. As far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you just gon' quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders, tune out the dial.
Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs. Backup plan. This week's flash forward. Back to the chart with Josh Ross. In at number 8 for a third week in a row, this is Leave Me Too.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song. Every hour, only hour, all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that river. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view.
Leave Me Too, owning the number 8 spot for a third consecutive week. On the other side of the break, Riley Green, Kane Brown, and Zach Top. The Countdown. We'll be right back.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. More next.
This Canada Day, we're turning it up Northern style. Country Top 100 Canadian Countdown. Vote now for the songs you love and want to hear at newcountry935.com. Then listen July 1st as Terry Clark and Paul Brandt count them down. The New Country Top 100 Canadian Countdown. Only on New Country 93.5.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornbloom Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornbloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornbloom Law, online at lostjob.ca.
At Hyundai, we want to make buying a car as simple and convenient as possible. That's why this Sunday, May 25th, select Hyundai dealers are opening their doors an extra day for you. You'll get up to $750 off select in-stock vehicles and enjoy low lease and finance rates on our models. This Sunday will be one to remember. So come in and get behind the wheel of your brand new Hyundai. Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local participating dealer for this limited time event.
This week at Real Canadian Superstore, get this app-exclusive deal and earn 30,000 PC Optimum points for every $100 spent on barbecue grills and accessories, patio sets and accessories, and outdoor lights. Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
Come on, it's time to play. From hundreds of slots.
Come on.
To betting on the biggest games in sports.
Come on.
To all your favorite casino games.
Come on.
We are shouting come on at comeon.com, Ontario's online casino and sportsbook. From live tables to your favorite sporting events and exclusive slots, it's waiting for you at comeon.com. Ontario only, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Game on. Play on. Come on.
Come on. McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you.
App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Country. Back to Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the countdown. Riley Green shaving his stash is the biggest hair news in country since Morgan mowed down the mullet. It is quite a dramatic difference, though. Up four positions this week to number seven. Here's Riley and Worst Way.
counting down the 20 hottest country songs. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 6.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." On the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back. In, saying, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. A backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Kane Brown, backseat driver, number 6 on the countdown. Riley Green before that at 7 with Worst Way. Both songs exactly where we left them last week. Zach Top has a bit of an idea about why people are really responding to his music right now. He said, "I think that people are starving for stuff that's real, that isn't filtered and prettied up. The only thing I've ever done on TikTok is sit there with my acoustic guitar and play and sing for them. And there's no lip syncing and no hanky panky with it all. I think people appreciate it. And I think it stands out a little bit. And I would say that would be my best guess why it's worked. I don't know for sure, but I'm sure glad it has." I like people who say hanky panky. Down 2 spots this week to number 5. Here is Zach Top and "I Never Lie."
It's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone your dad dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. Say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I met somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. And she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. But I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
It's Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 4.
As a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Down digging some roots, find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Carrying me to the wide open.
Word for the Wind in at number 4 for a second week in a row. Zach Top before that at 5. I Never Lie down 2 spots this week. On the other side of the break, the top 3 songs in the country and a chat with Paul Brandt. We'll be right back.
Counting down the 20 hottest country songs. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. We'll be right back.
Hey, thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Some people say we're herb obsessed, and that's not something to sneeze at. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm, Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, including our allergy relief solutions to help address the root cause of allergies while targeting symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, congestion, and watery eyes. Using organic herbs to help every Canadian family as nature intended. Find us at your local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Did you hear Sunwing Sunweek is coming back next week?
Sunwing's Sunweek?
Yeah, Sunwing Sunweek.
What's Sunwing Sunweek?
Oh, Sunwing Sunweek. 7 days of door crashing deals, excursion discounts, and your chance for plenty of prizes, even free freaking vacations.
Wait, so you're saying if we book during Sunwing Sunweek, we could be sun winning?
Yeah! While you workshop that, Sunwing Sunweek starts May 26th. Get the deets from your local travel advisor or at...
At Food Basics, 1.5 to 2 liter pure filter milk or 2 liter Beatrice chocolate milk is just $3.98 each. Hooey wowza! Only until May 28th. Shop in-store and online. Food Basics, always more for less.
It's here. It's the season of F-Sport at Lexus on the Park. And your chance to get behind the wheel of a 2025 Lexus RX 350 all-wheel drive. Track-borne, road-ready, and waiting for you. Now you can lease yours from Lexus on the Park, starting as low as 2.9% for 24 months. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or visit in person at 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton.
Hey, can we talk? It's me, your top drawer here. What is this? Is this bra from the 90s? Did your mom lend you this? It's time you freshen me up with the perfect bra from my top drawer. They fit sizes AA to O. You'll feel supported and actually comfortable. And your clothes are going to fit better. Just, you know, ask the closet. I will be the happiest top drawer in the house.
My Top Drawer. Burlington, London, Niagara Falls, Simcoe, and Toronto. Or mytopdrawer.com.
Measles is spreading. The good news is that the measles vaccine is safe, highly effective, and can provide lifelong protection. Contact your local public health unit to check your vaccination status or book a vaccine appointment today. Visit ontario.ca/measles to learn more. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Back to Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. New Country, 93.5.
It's Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the Countdown. A chat with Paul Brandt coming up right now. Morgan Wallen down one position to number 3 this week. Here's Morgan and I'm the Problem.
You say I'll never change. I'm just a go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your meds never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hit the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking,
Well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways. We're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm a problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mates never do no wrong, if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Morgan Wallen, I'm the problem, down two spots this week to number three. If aliens landed and we needed to send a representative of the human race to make first contact, to make a good impression, to put our best foot forward, you know, I would send Dolly Parton, but if she wasn't available, I would send Paul Brandt. Paul is an ambassador of good. A great guy with a big heart and a passion for helping people that won't allow him to rest on his laurels. Whatever the heck laurels are. He is a humanitarian of the highest order and has done so much for so many with organizations like Not In My City that every now and then you could be forgiven for forgetting that he's also a dude who's been making incredible music for three decades. And he is bringing that music to the people of Canada once again this fall when he re-teams up with Terry Clark for the Homecoming Tour 2.0. Coming to a town near you this fall. I caught up with Paul this week.
I was just thinking, Paul, the last time you and Terry did this, the political climate was different. So this is obviously a purely political move to bring everybody in Canada together. I didn't know you were so political. That's what this is, huh?
Yeah, this is a play for unity. It's exactly what's going on. We're going to be waving flags. And you know, it's pretty cool. Like, to bring everyone together like this again. And when we set out for the first homecoming tour, we had no idea. And, like, I'm going to be honest, I think there were even people within our own camps that were like, I don't know. And it blew everything out of the water. Like, it was amazing how people responded, sold out shows the whole time. And so we're like, if it ain't broke, like, let's go for this. Let's do it again. It was so much fun. So Homecoming 2.0, and we added, you know, way more dates this time. We're going to be going right across the country. So I just can't wait.
I just love that it's a true national tour as well, from coast to coast, not leaving anybody out.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, for me, it's going to be a career highlight, I know, because we're basically starting out on the East Coast, and we get to hit Newfoundland, and it's the one place in 30 years that I've never had the opportunity to play. We've tried, we've had weather issues, there's been all kinds of stuff, and it's looking like this time it's actually going to happen. So, this is all of Canada, and, I think we could use something like this these days.
I think it's right. I don't know if you knew this, but they invented weather in Newfoundland. That's why.
I'm pretty sure that's where it comes from. Yeah.
That's why they did it. I think it's great. I wonder, when I saw this happen, I was like, oh my God, when did I turn around and Paul Brandt became like, you know, a statesman? You know what I mean? And I hope you take that the right way. But truly, you and Terry together are such great, obviously, you fly the flag, and I'm just talking about it figuratively now, not literally, for the genre, for the country, for creativity, for independent artistry, for all of these different things. And you come come together, and both of your catalogs are so extensive, and both of your hit catalogs are so extensive. Your the lineup that you can put together is so impressive, hit after hit after hit. I'm just wondering when you woke up and realized that you had this catalog that you could rely on, that you could tour on for the rest of your life. It's got to be a crazy moment of realization.
It really is. Like, it's such a crazy thing. And I think the thing that really started to solidify that for me was the last homecoming tour. You know, me and Cherry are going back and forth, and we're playing on each other's songs, and we're singing together on stuff. We're cutting up, having a great time. But the thing that, and what was really like overwhelming, I think, to both of us is hearing Waterloo sing back.
Yeah,
like this is a pure connection. And you know, I had someone mention, you know, we were doing a lot of calls today to different people. You know, it's like it's so nice that, you know, you're still out there and you're doing all this stuff. Like, I mean, you could be doing so many other things. And I'm like, yeah, you don't understand. Like, we're kind of addicted to this. Like, that connection with the audience and knowing that people have made our music a part of their lives, we absolutely love it, and just can't wait to get back out there again.
There are few peers of you guys. I was just realizing that, you know, you've both had success in the U.S. and Canada. You've both toured across the continent. You both have an understanding of the ups and downs of the business, but you're both still doing it, and you both have smiles on your faces when you're on stage and making new music and all of that stuff. So there's not a lot of people that you can go to and like where you guys both have like knowing looks, like just for every part of the industry, for offstage stuff, for onstage stuff, the times things go sideways, the times things go really well. You guys have so much in common with your careers, and there's not many peers that you have in the industry that way.
Yeah, that's what's kind of crazy about our relationship is that I think in a lot of other ways in our lives, you know, there's not a lot of crossover, but there's two things. You know, we're both from Canada, both have some Alberta roots, both ended up in Nashville having success, both made it into the Hall of Fame, you know, and we both love fishing. Like, we're both absolutely addicted to fishing, right? And so, like, we just have this really cool connection. And then in other parts of our lives, it's like we want to have a fight. Like, it's like, and so it's such a hilarious kind of combination of talents and abilities. And you're right. Like, I mean, there's those knowing looks because we've kind of been through and grown up in the industry together through all of this stuff. And it's a pretty cool thing.
Do you remember, Paul, the first time that you met Terry?
You know, I think that it would have been on the fair circuit.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we were both on the bill and we hung out backstage, had a chat about what was going on in our lives, talked about the fact that she had filmed the music video, I think it was A Little Gasoline, in Alberta, and you know, I was kind of new on the scene down from Alberta, and we kind of made that connection. And then over the years, like, you know, she had little Liz over for dinner, we shared a drummer at one time, like, we just kind of had all these different connections, and we just become really good friends over the years.
I love that, man. There's nothing like working with your friends, huh?
100%. Yeah, it sure doesn't feel a lot like work, I'll tell you that.
What a great thing to get to look forward to, not just for you guys, but for everybody who's going to get a chance to go and see you across Canada.
I can't wait. The response has been huge. We're just seeing these tickets fly off the shelves, so I'm really excited. We're going to have a bunch of packed houses, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Here is the ambassador of good, Paul Brandt and Convoy.
I'm Breaker 19. This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Pen? Come on. 10-4, Big Pen, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flag Town. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Pen. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy. Convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We was headed for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaggy Town. I says, Big Pen, this here's the rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy, ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on, join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We're gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA. Convoy.
Now, Breaker, Big Pen, this here's the duck, and you wanna back off them hogs? Yeah, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got
out into Tulsa town. We had 85 trucks and all. But there's a room block up on the cloverleaf, and them bears are wall to wall. And them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting there.
'Cause we got a great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Nothing gonna get in our way. We're gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA.
Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. Oh, we tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-town, them bears was getting smart. He brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. And them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Oh, we shot the line and went broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Rubber duck, a sock buster, come over. Yeah, 10-4 sock buster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, man.
Laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge flying for bears, but I didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Big Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
We got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy.
Here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone.
Gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. 'Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? About this time you and I be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it. But I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing all right from the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. 'Cause who needs you? I got friends like that. Yeah, I got friends like that. Mm, yeah.
Friday night. Doing all right for the shake by man, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, throwing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
Number one last week, John Morgan and Jason Aldean, Friends Like That, down one spot this week too. Number two, which means we have a brand new number one this week, and it belongs to a band from Canada, Four Fine Fellows from Ontario. It is the sixth time to the top for Connor, Taylor, Bobby, and James.
It was actually a pretty fast one as far as like the writing songs for us go. I had actually pitched that idea, You Didn't Hear It From Me, like in a bunch of rooms, which is kind of the Nashville thing to do. And a lot of people were like, oh, I can't see that coming too. And so.
Really?
Yeah, which is, but that's so common. Like our best songs.
Do you get used to that kind of rejection as a songwriter? Like you're just like, yeah. Okay, on to the next. You better have a bag full of them.
Absolutely. Cause I feel like in the writing room, you have to just be down for people to be honest. And if someone's not feeling that vibe that day, I mean, I would say the same thing. If there was someone had pitched something in a room and I didn't believe it was good, you know what I mean? And they'd probably go write it, be a hit. That's just how like the creative process needs to go.
I would think I would immediately Google the title, and if it didn't already exist, get writing.
Yeah. It's crazy though, because people throw it, you don't know if it's like band names. You don't know if a band name's good until it actually does something. And songs are like that too. And like, it's crazy how just someone with a different perspective on a title can take the song in a totally different direction than you thought it could be. And this was one where I'd pitch that. And one, it's a long title. And I think like a lot of writers would get in their head and be like, oh, it's too long. You can't have a long title. It's like, none of that stuff matters. But people think that stuff does.
Number five last week. Here's the James Barker Band. And You Didn't Hear It From Me. The number one song in the country.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number one.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell. My buddies or the bartender, that I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three. Coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. No, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell.
James Barker Band. You didn't hear it from me, the number one song in Canada. That is a wrap. Thanks for hanging. We will do it again in 7 days. Have a great week.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown is heard only on Stingray radio stations and streaming platforms across Canada.
Super convenient. Everywhere.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown is produced by Meg Walls. For more, follow at @ThePaulMcGuire on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Turn it up.
New Country.
On radio now.
93.5.
Get ready for Can't Miss Fun when you visit Mississauga. With more music, more events, more food. Enjoy culinary delights at the Mississauga Halal Food Festival, June 13th to 15th in Celebration Square. And join the Canada Day festivities, July 1st, Celebration Square and in Fort Credit. Plus, visit Mississauga for free family movie nights, farmers markets, food trucks, and more. All happening at Celebration Square in the heart of Mississauga. Don't miss out on all the fun. See the full calendar of events at visitmississauga.ca.
When you get into a new Tacoma, you might suddenly find yourself climbing over roots, rocks, and rolling hills on your way to a forest retreat that should definitely make up for years of lackluster staycations. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tacoma 4x4 double cab SR5 from $131 weekly for 24 months at 6.79% with $4,900 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Legend has foretold of a smoothie so delicious and refreshing that it could quench the thirst of a fire-breathing dragon.
But it's also a great pick-me-up after a workout. The new Dragon Slaya Smoothie from Booster Juice, a legendary blend of dragon fruit and mangoes destined to be your next obsession. Try it today along with the new Dragon Booster Ball and the Pink Dragon Booster Mixer.
Three epic menu items to conquer your cravings. Booster Juice, Canadian-born, blending since 1999.
Hi, I'm Cherry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzig Eye Institute. Have you noticed superheroes don't become superheroes until they take off their glasses? Look, up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? If you can't tell, Herzig is here to help. Our eye surgeons are world-class. Our technology the most advanced. Google Herzig Eye Institute. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
Picture this. A dock warmed by the sun. Friends share a laugh as they dive in the lake. Behind you, a two-story cottage nestled in the trees. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $18 million. Buy your ticket today.
We can come the day you call us.
We're 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Brian, I've been meaning to ask you something.
Okay, ask away.
Sometimes when we're talking, I hear a little sparkling sound.
Is it when one of us says, all you have to do is point?
There it is. Did you hear that?
That's the sound of magic happening.
Magic? Like, we can come the day you call us? Wow.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
New Country 93.5 Toronto.
Your country station.
Is CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
You ready for instant torque? Seamless acceleration? Because Toyota's all-new fully electric vehicle has arrived at Toyota on the Park. And all you do is get in and go. Electrify your driving experience in the fully electric 2025 Toyota BZ4X. Visit Toyota on the Park to take it for a test drive and pre-order your own today. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet! Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Toronto's new country. 93.5. We used to chase that tad and Uber freight. Couple of kids in a Chevrolet.
Catch a little air when we cross the tracks. Sipping on something from a paper stack. You hang your shirt on that maple limb. Slipping through the moon to the river bend. Wasn't very long, I was jumping in. Jumping in. I guess I'm still doing now what I was doing then. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey. Burning, going down. Burning. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm late every night, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. You always used to talk about L.A. Heard you got as far as Santa Fe. The way you know I tried to track you down. I only got as far as Guitar Town. Singing about a girl I used to know. Used to know, used to know. That I haven't given up. I'm just on your radio. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey. Burning, going down. Burning, going down. Chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm late here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. Burning, going down. Burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights. Heading west to anywhere out of this whole town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm late here tonight, holding someone. Chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you.
New country,
new country,
93.5.
Interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up.
days go by. I can feel them flying like a hand out the window as the cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living. You better start living. Better start living right now. As days go by, I can feel them flying like a hand out the window in the wind. The cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living right now. As days go by. Come on. Yeah, these days go by. Come on. Oh, so take them by the hand, yours and mine. Take them by the hand and lift them high. Take them by the hand, don't let them all fly by. Come on, come on now. Hey, come on now. Don't you know the days go by.
We're here to make it easy for you. Listen wherever you go. NewCountry935.com.
New Country
93.5.
One star motel, slow burn going down. Bourbon in a paper cup. It just hits different, makes that missing tougher than it ever was. I put the phone down, cause you gone to bed now. Our wheels get to spinning round. Only thing that'll slow them down is drinking whiskey in Colorado. Lonely nights and empty bottles. Wishing tomorrow. Drinking whiskey in Colorado. I've heard it's a nice town, but I pull the shades down. Pour myself another round. Trying to take the edge off, but it ain't ever enough. It's a kind of pain you just can't drown. Colorado, lonely nights and empty bottles, wishing tomorrow that Silverado was headed home. But there's another small stage in another small town, singing songs about you without you around. Missing your red white kiss while I'm here alone, drinking whiskey in Colorado.
Say new country, here's what we're talking about.
You ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire.
I wanna love somebody like you.
It's all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways.
This is New Country 93.5.
Three:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight.
The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm goes all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. She's waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night.